sense they're born with.
Morning, Gems. You guys look good today. All right, shoot with the questions.
Give us an update on Zach.
Day-to-day, we got to see how he's going to be tomorrow. He's coming along. You know, it's not automatic on Wednesday. We got to wait and see. It's going to see how he does, so we'll see how he's coming along. So we want to make sure that he's with us for more than one game. You know, I'd sooner have him with whatever that number is. Is it 12 or 13 or, you know, 11 or whatever it is? But we want to make sure he's with us for the when he gets playing, so. So we'll see how he is tomorrow, and possibly it'll be a game time decision with him.
Scott was saying it was planned that he wouldn't do the whole practice today.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that. Is his tolerance for?
Yeah, it's just it gets aggravated, you know, and you got to be careful with those things. You just got to manage it well. And so we knew it's about 30 minutes, and then fatigue starts to go, and then you're starting to get in trouble. So. Dustin Buff. He's a gem. He's good to go. He's just got to rest him. He's just got a, you know, a lower below the knee function that needs to just stay off the ice a little bit. And so he'll be fine. No. So eliminate the parts, guys. I'll leave it up to you, rocket scientists, to do all the work.
The plan is to plug Fair into Thorburn's spot?
The plan is to win the game. If Fairzy's the one that helps us win the game, then that's what we do, you know. Right now, that's what we'll go with, you know. That's, you know, there's no reason why he doesn't get that opportunity. He's been here, and he's a proven NHL player, so we have to see if he fits, and how he plays, and how everybody else plays, and we'll go with that.
Can you tell that from practice, from watching practice, whether it fits?
Yeah, you can. But, you know, some things in practice, you know, change. Like Mietin was outstanding today. He reminded me of Gretzky. I thought, well, Charlie, you back to your old team or what? You know, he was really good today. I thought, whoa, he's used a day and a half for whatever to re-energize something. I wanted to send him off the ice to keep him. He was really good today, so, which is good. That's good. So that, yeah, you make assessments, evaluations.
So you don't plan on 11 and 7 for the day?
No. No, I'd not really. I'd go with the 12.
How's Eric handled the idle time?
Like American Idol or the...
Martin Python joke there somewhere?
Yeah, no, oh, the Idol, oh, I-D-L-E, I'm sorry.
I-D-L-E,
yeah, yeah.
Some guys, you know,
yeah. Well, you'd have to ask him that, I don't know. That's never usually very much fun, but, you know, you always watch that too. How guys prepare themselves, or are they? Or are they acceptant of not being a full-time player? Those are all things you try to assess. You know, it's all information.
Our news department doing a story on the reception you guys got on the road. Were you surprised by how many people in the shutout, the Trudeau shutout, in the national anthem?
I was surprised. Yeah, I didn't think that, you know. And it, what really it showed us is that how much, you know, how jacked up the other team was to play us in their building, because it almost the talk in Vancouver and in Calgary almost became, you know, the Jets and the noise we create, and I think the teams looked at us and thought, well, you're not coming into our building and going to steal our thunder. So we had to be way more ready. And we were. Like, Vancouver played the better game that they'd played in the last three or four games that I'd watched, and Calgary was ready for us. But we knew that. We knew that it wasn't going to be a quiet entrance, you know, because there was a lot of fans there and there was a lot of support, a lot of jerseys, and it was good from that standpoint. But we knew our opponent was really jacked up, so it didn't work for our favor, but that's what you get at this time of year.
Well, you said that Fair's earning the opportunity to get a shot on that line, but what is it skill set wise that you think makes him a fit there over someone else?
I don't think there's necessarily a fit there. He's earned the opportunity because he's here, you know. He's not a checking type of player. He's more of a scorer, finishing type of player, but that's where the door opens right now, so that's what I'm giving him the opportunity to get in the lineup and get minutes, Now, he needs to look at that and say, well, I got to find my way to get from the whatever, the third, fourth line, to a more prominent role. That's been his challenge the whole year here, you know. He's more of a top nine type player, maybe top six with the way he finishes and the way he plays, but he's got to figure that out. I'm not going to give him an automatic berth into the top six. If he plays better, he'll play. I mean, I've said this before, is that players slot themselves where they belong, pretty much. So I'd like to have top six, bottom six, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. You know? So if a guy's a guy that's a scorer and he's not in a scoring role, then find a way to get offense, or, you know, and that's tough because you don't play the same minutes, but I don't look at minutes and equate that with, for me, it's just show me some signs. Show me some signs that you can create offense, or you want the puck, or you're prepared to get to the net, or a lot of it's through will, you know, so that's what I look for, just show me you don't like it there.
Will you use that line in the same way?
The Slater line?
Yeah.
Well, I will to a degree because that is what that line is, you know. So, but it's a good question, you know. I'll have to see. Like, that line has a role in a certain way of playing, so it does force you to play things differently depending on how things go, you know. Like, it depends on the game, the structure of the game. If you're down one goal or two goals, you got to create offense. So now I'm dealing with how are we going to score, you know. There's a lot of urgency to things. You want to win games. We have to win games, so I don't care if you get to 6-4s. We got to do what we got to do to win games, you know. So that's what we're dealing with now. What happens if we're down a goal? You know, what happens if we're down two goals? Are we going to play the same way we normally play? Well, you know, there may be some changes that happen, not only personnel, but in how we play. We have to press the issue.
What do you take from the two games on the road that you'd like to sort of build on?
Yeah.
That you'd like to see that you could.
Well, you know what? I thought our will and our want was good on the road. I thought we came to play. We were ready to go. We didn't get it done. I mean, penalty killing certainly has been a thorn for us. So we need to really repair that. And you know, and you both special teams. You know, so you got to find a way at this time of year. Will isn't enough. You know, will is great, but you got to find ways to win games. If your penalty killing is going like that, you can't take penalties. It's that simple, you know. So, you know, you have to play intelligent. You can't, you know. I mean, I can find 20 guys that work. I can find those guys in the East Coast League. I need to play 20 guys that can work and play at this level and think at this level. We got to play smart. We got to be, that's part of finding ways to win. So, you know, I thought our will was good. I thought we really wanted to get it done, but, you know, you fall behind, and, you know, especially in the Calgary game. I mean, it was a little bit fortunate for them, but it's the way it goes. You know.
Can the will get in the way of the thinking sometimes? Are these guys who maybe are trying?
Well, it does. That's part of growth. The will sometimes creates confusion. It's same with the emotional level. You get too emotionally jacked up, and when you have a young team that, for example, gets into playoffs, they're so pumped the first game that they're a wreck, you know. They're like we looked in the Montreal home opener, you know, excited to play and look like you're stalled because you have no emotional control, you know. You just haven't learned how to channel that in the right areas, but that's a learning process thing.
Were you scoreboard watching with foam bricks in hand?
No.
Just blocked it right out?
Well, I wouldn't say blocked it out. I mean, I'm human, you know. I did watch some games and watched some scores and stuff, but I didn't block it out. But I wasn't living and dying and biting my nails every time that there was a shift. No, just we got 13 games. We know what we're doing. We know where we're going. That's the idea. We'll control what we can control and go from there. We got to win Wednesday. That's what we're going to focus on.
Hey, guys. Thanks, Claude.